This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
This is the great Wayman Tisdale, the former Oklahoma Sooner star.
For real?
This is Tisdale, right?
Yes.
Who passed away?
Yes.
And lost his leg, too, at the end?
Both legs.
Both legs?
Just Jack Tatum did.
Wayman Tisdale from Oklahoma or K-State? Where'd he go?
Oklahoma.
All-American center.
Yeah, I remember. Now, he from the Big 8 days.
Right.
He was a musician?
Yeah, bass guitarist.
And
he has several CDs out.
Really?
Yeah, I think he may have won a Grammy on one.
And he died?
He died, six, 7 years ago, maybe. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Yeah,
shame. I didn't know that.
Only the best, finest music.
Did he play with Mookie Blaylock? Or would he have missed Mookie?
Oh, no, they were
David teammates.
They were together on the Final Four team.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, wait a minute.
Who was their coach?
Mookie Blaylock was 91. Tisdale was like 83 to 86 there.
Mookie was 80s.
Who was the coach?
I thought he was on a Final Four team. Wouldn't Danny Manning win it in
88.
88.
Yeah.
He may have been.
And his father was assistant coach on that Kansas team.
Ed Manning, yeah.
Mookie Blaylock was in the 80s. I don't think he would have played there into
played
the 90s.
Played like 1 year together.
Who was Wayman's coach? Was it Billy?
No.
Was it Tubbs?
No.
Billy Tubbs.
Billy Tubbs, my guy.
He's a character.
That's my guy there.
Now, Mookie was at Midland College when Tisdale was a senior at Oklahoma. So Mookie didn't transfer to OU until 87.
So Tisdale did not go to a Final Four, but Mookie did. And I think they played Kansas in that epic national championship game.
Mookie has a great story. You know, he was in jail as a young kid and had some legal issues and whatever. Became a great defensive player.
Yeah, he was.
Great defensive player.
One of the best players ever in the Big 8. Mookie.
I used to love
great
the Big
name.
Eight.
Oh, that was great. Great name. On Saturdays, Jay Randolph and Gary Thompson.
Yes.
Could make the decision today, would you want Mizzou to stay in the SEC or go back to the Big 12?
That's really a great question. Because basketball-wise, and, well, they may even be better off football-wise.
It was natural. The teams we played when you were in the Big 8, they were
not
natural.
Not playing Kansas.
And you could drive to the games.
But here's the thing.
And now Colorado's in the Pac-12.
Because of the SEC network money. Mm-hmm. When they write you a check like that every year.
You got to stay, man.
Yeah.
They'll be there for a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
Mizzou.
Hey, man, I'm just still living the glory today. In case you're just joining us right now.
Yeah, where you been, man? Where were you at?
Just resetting the
show.
Did
you go to the game last night?
In case you're just joining us,
I
won $100 from Frank Cusimano.
I did, too. I sent a picture to a friend of mine. It's crisp, too.
Oh, it's
like fried chicken.
So,
it's crispy.
It is so crispy.
Got out of my mattress today.
Strix, send me that photo.
We keep all the cash in
mattress. You know, Frank, it is a, very noble of you. I cannot promise you that if you would have won the bet that I would have had the $100
no,
today.
We all betted against
no,
that.
We did, actually. Yes.
We had a side bet. I would have got the dollar back from both of you guys. Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe a $100 gift card to Paul Mano's.
We had a CDO Square going, Strick. We had a bet on your bet.
Yeah. In fact, last night I'm driving home about 12:15. Well, I better go by the bank and pick up the cash.
Yeah, I know you were saying, damn it, what's my PIN number? I don't want to use it.
But I never had to worry about it.
I haven't told Monique that I lost.
I never had to worry about it.
I was going to say, why don't you take $200 out today?
Do you know
she'll get it back when she sees me at the car wash.
I would not have made that bet. I would not have made that bet if I really didn't believe in my heart and with my eyes more specifically.
How can
that he would
to
not
quote?
Be Hold drafted.
Is like,
I'm going to tell me the truth.
Huh?
You knew yesterday, man, all this week, because I know you did, he'll probably get drafted on the first round. Did you think that?
I really.
Be honest.
You
now.
Even told me one time.
Be honest.
You're going to win the bet, but I got to stay with my narrative here.
No, because
you even told me that. Yes, you did.
No, I did.
God
think,
bless you.
I did think at one point because of what everything I was reading and what I was hearing that they were saying four quarterbacks. You know when I got really nervous was around the Senior Bowl when it came out of the Senior Bowl and they were like, oh, he was the most impressive quarterback in the Senior Bowl, even though Jones was the MVP of the Senior Bowl.
Oh my God, Monique just texted. I'm aware you lost 200.
Oh.
Is she listening?
She
never listens. She
two breaking news in one day.
Well, yeah, this is shocking. This is the story.
She knows.
It was Here's a Tom Condon story.
Here's a Tom Condon story.
All right, give us a little insight.
Tom Condon recruits first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last quarterback that he recruited that didn't go in the first round was Drew Brees.
That kind of worked out.
He worked out. He was the first player chosen in the second round. And look how it worked out for him.
Okay. Another story of the night was NBC Sports getting late to the Blues game.
Yeah.
Really?
Now, here's somebody's texting in that apparently it's up to local NBC affiliate and Frank Cusimano forgot to pull the lever.
Charlie Marlowe tweeted that out.
Switch over to the Blues. That was Chuck. Yeah. Please send all complaints to @F. I'm telling you something. Craig Moeller got some, I don't know, they sent it to the weather. Some guy, he played a message, and this guy cursed for 30 seconds on the cell phone. And he goes, and I'm going to get every one of you guys. I know what kind of cars you drive. And the problem was the guy's name was, you know, showed up on the phone.
Really?
So I think we sent it to police because the guy threatened
us. Let me say this, because there was a game the other day on NBC Sports Network with Toronto and Boston, and Mike Milbury dropped an F-bomb on the broadcast. Did you hear about that?
No. What? No.
So he said something like, F me, something like that.
Did he think he was off?
No. He lives in the Boston area, played for the Boston Bruins. He's a well-known Boston fan. So there's been a lot of criticism about his analysis leaning heavily in favor of the Boston Bruins, which I don't disagree with. But I will tell you this, talking to people close to NBC Sports Network, my staff has been on this, we appreciate it, all of their efforts. What happened was he spilled water all over his notes because it happened on an icing call, and people thought that he was upset that Boston iced the puck. And he was like, what are you, in other words, saying like, what the heck are you doing? But apparently he knocked over a bottle of water or something and it went all over his all over his notes.
Are you talking about planner's nuts, right?
And that's why he
had some almonds.
That's why he let that out. But I mean, still for it to go over the air.
Well,
I was told
late,
that
brother.
If that
better
was on,
over the air than on his.
That was on the main NBC, that NBC probably would have reacted differently than they did with the fact that it was on NBC Sports Network.
Yeah, you're right. That's
pretty good.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like KFNS as opposed to KMOX. You know?
Right, yeah.
We can say on your. Nobody gets too upset.
Nobody cares.
Just like what you did.
All right, Chuck, what could be on your schedule this weekend?
I am going to have a very easy schedule. It'll be lackadaisical. I'm going to watch a lot of hockey. I am. Mm-hmm. I really going to watch a lot of hockey.
Really?
I'm going to watch day two tonight of the draft and see where my friend Drew Lock goes.
And
I'm anxious
Cincinnati.
To see this.
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, he may not get drafted until the 40s.
Right.
Until you get into the 40s.
He
now.
May fall into where Daniel Jones was once these teams, they know about this little deficiency he has. That means a lot, man, when you're I remember Walter Payton telling me once when Doug Flutie came to the Bears, he said, we found out what's his problem. His hands are too small.
Yeah, but Charlie, but let me just say this.
5'10 without a great
arm.
At
the combine.
Yeah. The reason why he didn't, because he couldn't grip the ball.
At the combine, people did rave about his arm strength. There's no question that he has quality arm strength. He was a little bit inaccurate.
Which is overrated.
With his deep ball. And again, his arm mechanics and footwork, experts have been saying, who have truly evaluated him, saying that's a deficiency of his. But he wasn't using some Nerf ball at the combine. I mean, he had to be using a regulation-sized ball.
Well, first of all, let's say this. Over the years of the NFL, arm strength has been so overrated. It started even with Joe Montana. He didn't have strong arms.
No.
A lot of quarterbacks don't have strong arms.
It's the
accuracy.
Trying to think of other great quarterbacks who don't have great arm strength. I mean, Manning won a Super Bowl at the end and didn't have arm
strength.
Didn't
have it at all. Huh? He was
but,
hurt.
I mean, he did have arm strength earlier.
Tom Brady doesn't have a big, strong arm.
Well, he throws the ball.
But he's so accurate, though. Yeah. He's so accurate.
Tom Brady's deep ball right now is about 7 yards.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way,
that's overrated. Get a little better with that wide receiver.
Per Gabe DeArmond, USA Today has Lock going 39 to Tampa. SI has him going 41 to Denver.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati
how about,
also.
That would be wild if he ends up at Denver at 41 as opposed to 10.
They do a 10-1 outside.
You know how much money he loses? You know how much money he loses?
Oh, my gosh.
Over $30 or $40 million.
Yeah.
Dollars.
That guy who...
signing bonus.
Who New England took last in the first round, Harry from Arizona State, To me, he's the best wide receiver.
He looks
draft.
Like a stud.
And the Mizzou fans saying, why didn't they draft Luck? Yeah, let's get a predecessor for Tom Brady who's probably going to play for three more years rather
correct.
Than a 6'4 wide receiver.
But
right?
no.
I
watched
I mean,
this
come
guy.
On.
Yeah, you got
to. I watched this guy, play a couple of games, late games, you know, especially the first couple of games of the year because I wanted to see their head coach, you know, who came over from ESPN, see how he was doing and whatever. And this guy was just like a man among boys in the football field.
Yeah. Well, the still of the draft. Yeah.
All right, Andy, you were brought to us today by?
Well, I mean, a number of people. I want to thank everybody out there, first off, for believing in me.
Can I get a truck driver job?
Sticking with the process. And that includes MTC truck driver training, where if you don't like your job, you should just quit. Hey, being a trucker is not a job, Charlie. It's a career. 314-895-4111. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser today and find out what it's like to get paid to see the open road, get paid to see the country. Also, Four Hands Brewing Company voted St. Louis as number one brewing company for a reason. 6 year-round beers, a bunch of seasonal beers. You can pick them up at any grocery store chain, including Schnucks right across the street. Stop into Schnucks today. Also, their incredible tasting room before or after the game in downtown St. Louis on South 8th Street. And, of course, Dirt Cheap Fun. 12 locations in St. Louis, 9 here are 12 locations in Missouri, 9 here in St. Louis.
We got to go.
$5 off your purchase of $50 or more.
Junior, we got to go.
We will be at Schneidhorst today at 4 o'clock over there at Clayton and Lindbergh, a St. Louis institution.
I'm coming.
And we will have Brian Burke, former Leafs general manager, on. Also, Brian Lawton, former Tampa Bay Lightning general manager,
Brian,
joining the show.
We have Brett from Cancun. What time?
11:40? Oh, yeah, 11:40. Yeah.
He would be in, not Cancun, he'd be in Cabo.
I got him. Okay. I'm brought to you by Amarillo, Illinois. You know that, baby. Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. Delmar Gardens. They've got a room waiting for me in the next 20 years. I'll be there.
20.
Schnucks, the greatest, the friendliest stores in town. Craftic Beer, Crown Candy Kitchen. I've got them all, baby. And of course, Cafe Napoli 1 and Cafe Napoli 2.
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
All right. We'll take a short time out. Dave Matter when we come back.